RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. CBS narking on our guy, DK Metcalf, for shoving a fan. Mike Tomlin asked about it after the game by Brooke Pryor. He said,
I heard about it, but I hadn't seen it, and I hadn't had an opportunity to talk to DK, and so I have no comment.
There were people, Steelers fans, tweeting during the game that if Tomlin had any balls, he would sit DK Metcalf down for doing that, which I think is an asinine take. You don't cut off your nose to spite your face. You don't bench him. You know the league is going to take this all into consideration, and he's probably going to get suspended. Would that be your best guess, Mark? A one-game suspension for DK Metcalf?
See, there's no precedent, really. If you look in football, there's nothing really where this has happened. Normally, they would just fine a guy and move about their business, but I think this, I mean, regardless of the situation, you can't, if you're looking at this in the NFL, you can't have your player go up to the stands and put your hands on a fan the way he did. Maybe it was warranted, but that's not what we see. You know, we see that happening. I mean, at this point, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but, I mean, doesn't this guy say, yo, I want some cash or I'm suing you?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, doesn't he?
That's society.
So that's probably why you're not going to. That's probably why we didn't hear from him yesterday. That's probably not why we're not going to hear from him all this week as well.
I would expect a suspension and
soon.
A lot of people were texting, guessing what could have been said to cause DK to flip out the way that he did. Here's my problem with the whole thing. You can't go over there in the first place.
No.
You can't give him the opportunity to say something that's going to rile you up to that extent. And I don't care what is said, man. You just can't put your hands on a fan. It sucks. Yeah. And I hate that paying customers can cross the line and they can say pretty much whatever the hell they want to say without any repercussions. But that's the way it is. You can't hit a civilian. You just can't. And you can't put yourself in that position. It was one of the dumbest things we've seen a Steeler do this season. And if the Steelers didn't win the game and the Ravens result had gone a different way, we're talking about, you know, must-win games down the stretch. You can't put yourself in a position as the Steelers' best receiver to not be out there helping your guys. It was idiotic by DK Metcalf, who really had a couple of bizarre issues in the game. He had a drop on what would have been like his easiest reception of the season. He committed a penalty. He punches a fan. Good thing he made that play on that back shoulder by Rodgers, because it could have been a day to forget for that guy. And it still is.
He had some nice blocks as well. But
of course,
you're right. I mean, regardless of what was said, I don't even know. That place was so loud. I don't know if this guy allegedly said whatever he said. You don't hear that until you're up on him. Why are you even going over there? Because he was holding your jersey? As he said in the Detroit Free Press, this guy, this Ryan Kennedy or whatever his name he said he was, that he was using his government name of whatever it is, and I don't think really cares about that. I don't think he cares about that.
Yeah, you can't be going over there. Oh, guy's got my jersey. Great. Can't do it. Absolutely can't do it.
I mean, you would imagine if it was something that was really out of line, the people around him would have reacted differently.
You're talking about like racial or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, everything just seems out of control here that somebody's, I don't believe whatever this guy said. Well, put it this way. Whatever this guy told the Detroit Free Press, I'm sure he left a big chunk out of it.
He posted a video on X, did this guy apparently, and he's a comedian. So he said probably not going to be a lawsuit or anything like that. This is kind of a Pickens type deal by DK Metcalf. Can't happen. He's going to get suspended. He deserves to be suspended. If he's not, I'll be surprised.
He's known for some loses his cool. anger.
Yes.
So
not the first time.
I mean, maybe that's part of, speculation, but maybe that's part of the punishment. You have to go to anger management. I don't know. I mean, that's happened in the past where they have to go to some sort of rehabilitation, I guess. But you just can't. You just hope if it is a suspension, you just hope it's only one game.
You ever watch that movie, Anger Management? Adam Sandler? Jack Nicholson, Woody Harrelson, Marissa Tomei, pretty good.
Probably not as much as I could remember everything that's happened.
412-928-9370. DK Metcalf probably looking at a suspension, and I would imagine that ruling would come today. So if it does.
Yeah, it would be very soon. It would come early. He'd probably appeal it. Then it would be obviously whatever by Tuesday. I remember when Juju got suspended. That was Monday afternoon,
yeah,
but from a Sunday game.
If we find out during the show, we'll pass that information along to you, obviously. But DK Metcalf's been really hot of late. 14 catches for 245 and a touchdown the last three games. And they've been targeting him deeper down the field. Not just deep shots down the sideline, but in breaking routes, things of that nature. Things that we've been calling for a long time. You want to chat Steelers, you can. 412-928-9370. Rob in West Mifflin's been waiting forever. Hey, Rob.
What's going on, Adam? How you doing,
man? Oh, buddy, I'm great. How you doing?
Oh, man.
Victory Monday.
Absolutely, man. Big win, man. Big win. I wonder what the national media going to say now, man, because nobody never believed. But I'm a realist, man. I didn't think we was going to win either. But the big thing I'm taking out of this is Derek Harmon, man. Stopping that run is key, man, against whoever you play, man. I mean, you can see his presence out there opens it up for everybody. And Keanu Benton is having a hell of a season, man. These guys, they're rolling on defense. You know, I'm watching the game. I'm sitting there like, is this going to sustain, man? You know, they're getting three and outs, then they got the touchdown before halftime. But I'm like, they're holding water, man. And, you know, I'm more worried about, you know, our secondary getting banged up. I know Pierre might come back, but we lost Echols, who's been having a hell of a season.
Yes,
but
he has.
I think they can keep this going, man, if they keep Rodgers clean, man.
I'm with you on that. Aaron Rodgers is going to play elite-level football if they can keep him upright. Yeah, they've kept him upright the last three games.
I think, you know, what's low-key here is they were down to probably their third, fourth corner with Asante Samuel. I mean, if you look, you had Pierre out. I guess Slay would have been a part of that as well, of what they originally thought was going to happen here. So, yeah, Echols is kind of a significant loss if he's out for any extended period of time. Once again, why you need a bye would be nice, or a double bye, right?
Yes, you need to get healthy, and if you're healthy, you got a shot. And this is an older Steelers team. This is an older Steelers defense. If the Ravens should lose to the Packers on Saturday night, which the ratings here in Pittsburgh for that game are going to be through the mother bleeping roof, if they should lose, then I'm sitting some guys against Cleveland, and I'm sitting darn near everybody I can against the Ravens, but that's a discussion for later on down the
anybody
road.
Anybody who's banged up, like a Zach Frazier, put McCollum in there.
Yeah.
I mean, guys like that. A lot more he's hurt. Scotty Miller and maybe Roman Wilson, those guys in there. But
if you have it clinched before you play against Cleveland and you are not going to play Zach Frazier and guys like that, then you can't play Rodgers.
Yeah. You can't move up to three. And you can't go past four, so it's not like even seed's an issue.
Seed means absolutely nothing.
If the Packers beat the Ravens, You are locked into
you
the four.
You are locked into the four.
And yeah. Nothing can happen. Just rest them. Rest Jalen Ramsey. Rest Hayward. Rest them all.
I want to get to the reporting on TJ Watt when we come back, but we'll take a couple of calls for Scott in Oakland next up. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys. What's going on? So here's my thoughts about yesterday. My God, where has this team been all season over the last 3 weeks? I mean, they went in, they had a legit game plan, they stuck to it. I mean, they're using MVS, Thielen, and Scotty freaking Miller.
That's right.
To make plays, to keep the ball moving, to keep matriculating the ball down the field, as the old coach used to say back in the day. But, I mean, a very impressive win. The defense, you know what, the rookie, he makes a huge difference in the run.
Both Harmon and YA Black were huge in the game.
What about Jack Sawyer?
Yes.
Jack Sawyer was outstanding. What did he play, 90% of the snaps, Mark? Jack Sawyer?
89%, yes. He was first ever start.
But, they stuck to the game plan. They played their game the way they wanted to play. They dictated the entire third quarter. My God. And then Kenny G, that catch of the year. Can we just say that right now? Catch of the year.
Scott, not only is he super talented and way more talented than any of us thought, and the league thought. I mean, that's why he's signed on the cheap. But he's also a really smart football player. Kenneth Gainwell and Jaylen Warren, they're a great tandem.
Yep. They work perfectly with Rodgers, and this always seems to come back to him again. You've gotten Thielen, Scantling, Valdez Scantling, and Scotty Miller, and all these guys. Who's the constant in this?
Rodgers.
He's getting them the ball.
Rogue Rodgers.
Why? Because they're where they're supposed to be, where Rodgers likes them.
How about that huge third down conversion where Rodgers does the hand signal, and you got Thielen killing the zone just over the middle of the field. It's a thing of beauty.
He does a look, behind the back look away, whatever, look away pass every single game now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just, I think it just shows that you don't maybe need the most talented of receivers when you have a quarterback like him, but if a guy's in the right place at the right time, and I think Gainwell fits exactly what they want to do in this offense now. I don't know if it was always like that or if it's morphed into that. You know, this. He's almost unstoppable coming out of the backfield to get 5, 6, 7 yards of just flipping it to him.
Yes.
It's unstoppable.
It's automatic, and then it makes those third downs that much easier to pick up, which is something that you've talked about already today. There is a stat from this game that if you would have told me it would have looked like this, I would have told you the Steelers had no chance to win the game. We'll get to that coming up next, plus the reporting on TJ Watt. What's the latest on him? What's Mark here? And that's all on the way. It is 7:16. Time check brought to you by Lynch Golf Sales at Pine Creek, the best golf store for all your Christmas gifts. You can give us a ring on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Years.
Yeah, last drive was crazy. You know, I didn't even know so tired in my last play that, like, I just saw so much madness going on. And, you know, I'm just, like I said, I'm just glad that we got out of there with the victory. But I know it was a crazy play for sure.
Alex Highsmith on that final play of the game. Alex Highsmith was out friggin' standing. 2 TFLs, 6 tackles, shutting the run down, pressuring the quarterback. He played a great game. And Caboli, you wanted to trade him in the offseason. What the hell's wrong with you?
Everybody wanted to trade him. He had one ill-advised tripping call, but you can look past that one.
Which was the most clear and obvious tripping call I've ever seen.
Yeah, I
laughed out loud.
I still think he got held on the play and yanked, but he said he was just totally out of control and he just didn't even know what was going on at that time. I said, weren't you held, though? He goes, I don't know, maybe. I swear somebody grabbed him by the neck,
yeah,
pulled him as his legs were going up. Whatever, you can't do that.
I said this yesterday watching the game to my family. It's the most brutal sport in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You should be allowed to trip. I know you're not. I know that should have been penalized. Letter of the law. I mean, they absolutely nailed it. You can't do that. But you can hit dudes in the dome with your dome going 100 miles an hour so long as they're a ball carrier.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't stick your leg out and trip somebody? Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I mean, Highsmith was going 100 mile an hour the whole of that game. He was eating Taylor Decker for lunch.
He was.
It was a double-decker sandwich. You ever have a triple-decker sandwich growing up? You ever do that?
I did. There was a place in Morgantown called the Rusty Rudder, and they had a triple-decker. It was called the Santa Fe.
Yeah.
I crushed that at least once a week.
You're not at home? You don't go bread, meat, whatever. Bread, meat,
no.
Bread, meat, bread.
I'll just go bread, meat, 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 bread.
Yeah, back in the, you know, back during my youth, it was cool to have the triple decker.
You do the triple decker.
Triple decker.
I can't get the jaw open up. I'm not a python over here, Mark.
Cut it in half sideways and squish it a little.
I do love to squish. You put chips on your sandwich ever?
I'm not a big chips guy.
Oh, them fighting words in my house.
I heard you eat Lay's, man. You must be doing pretty well off for yourself.
What, because I don't buy store brand?
Oh, I go to Aldi and they're like $1.39 or something.
The injury report is brought to you by Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. It was reported this weekend by Adam Schefter, and you've kind of been on this train, that the number one priority for TJ Watt is to fix his lung and to recover from a collapsed lung. And so he reports he might not be back sooner than later. It's going to take some time, and you've been saying that in every segment that you've done, Mark, is, guys, don't count on TJ Watt coming back before the playoff game, if at all. This is fairly unprecedented. You don't see this. Is that what you're still gleaning?
Well, then you had the counter report right after that, Jerry Dolak, right?
Yes.
Saying he might practice this week. He's scheduled to practice this week.
I wouldn't doubt that he might go out there and run around a little bit because you got to test the lung out at some point. But
he was out there Friday just hanging out.
Yeah. He was also at the Christmas party.
Yeah, he was around. I mean, I don't know, man. I still don't think we got all the information.
Of course not.
We will never get all the information.
Well, that's the thing about the Dulac report.
What we think is going to happen, I said this Friday, what we think happened might not have happened. So, I just don't know the particulars involved in that.
Well, what happened was it was a terrible accident. And
if that's what it was, right?
What, you think they were puncturing his lung on purpose?
No, I mean, maybe it was something else. I don't know. Somebody's covering for somebody who's covering for somebody.
I'm going to believe J.J. Watt.
Well, did you see him on McAfee's show? He was very abrupt and not expanding on his
comments. Wasn't, and things got somber real quick.
Yes.
But he also tweeted out his version of the story, which I would guess would be T.J. Watt's version of the story. But I would be shocked if he plays against the Browns.
Yeah.
And if the Steelers don't need to play Week 18, he ain't playing Week 18 either. It'd be a dereliction of duty to put him
out
there.
And even, I mean, my thought was if he gets back for the playoff, that would be perfect, great for him. But even if he does only come back for the playoffs, I don't know how much you play him, right?
Well, and I think you're in a position where, hey, having him is, of course, better than not having him.
Yeah.
But Jack Sawyer played really well yesterday, played 89% of the snaps. Alex Highsmith was elite, and I know that hamstrings can be finicky, but you would expect to have Herbig back at the very least for the playoff game. So if Watt plays, you can kind of slow roll him in there.
Yeah, if you think T.J. Watt wants to be slow rolled on anything like that,
well,
that's the problem.
Well, the positives would be, and it's tough to find positives in a situation where a guy punctured his lung, but the rest of his body should be able to heal up nice, and if you rotate him just a little bit more, you can get more freshness for T.J. Watt, and he could play the bigger snaps of the game.
You're almost painting a picture like this is setting up for a playoff run, Adam.
Yes, I am.
Look at this. Now you're going to have a healthy T.J. Watt, healthier than he's ever been in his life, probably, heading down into the playoffs if they make it. And you could possibly sit out some of the older gentlemen here if they get a meaningless game.
I might have to bust out a cheese head for tomorrow's game, or for tomorrow's show. Go, Pat, go.
You have one?
No.
I do.
Do you really?
I do.
All right, I'll drive by your house, pick it up tonight.
All right, it's pretty heavy.
That was the injury report brought to you by Shenderovich and Fishman. They've got your back, not your wallet. I said I would tell you a stat that if you gave it to me before the game, I wouldn't have thought the Steelers would have won. We'll give you that stat coming up next. We'll take your phone calls, Angela and Beachview, Brian in Vegas, and others waiting patiently on hold. We'll also hand out some game balls. You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.com.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Now, earlier in the year, the Steelers beat the Colts. They beat the Patriots, and they did so with the turnover, Mark. Mark Boley with us here in studio. Pat Bostic joining at 8 a.m. And the discussion was, is that sustainable? Can you continue to slow teams down if you're only slowing them down when you get turnovers? Well, guess what?
No turnovers.
No turnovers, and you actually lost the turnover battle, Mark. Now, failed fourth downs, they count my personal record book, but you know, traditional turnovers, you didn't get any, and you had Darnell Washington fumble a football,
yeah,
and you still won the game on the road against a team fighting for its playoff lives when you were a 7.5-point underdog at kickoff. I'd say those are pretty good signs.
So what you're saying is everything, once it's another thing we can point towards the middle of the season we thought had figured out, and we were wrong. You don't really need turnovers to be able to play this defense.
Not the way they're playing defense now. I mean, they got the turnover, the interception against Tua, but...
And honestly, they're missing what? Arguably 3 of their top 5? I mean, you throw Elliott in there, too. Elliott, Herbig, Watt. I mean,
James Pierre's been really valuable to
them. Harmon's been out for a long time.
I mean, down the stretch, people keep texting, and they collapsed. They almost blew the game. I mean, you also didn't have Eccles. Like, you had a bunch of guys who were hurt, and then guys getting hurt during the game. And you still found a way to win. I think that's huge. Let's go to Angela in Beachview. Good morning, queen of the Fan Morning Show.
Hi, guys. Hey, how about that Joe Nedney imitation by Patrick Queen? I love that. But, you know, it was a total, very rare total team effort. Chuck Clark played a hell of a
game. He really did, Angela.
That's who knocked the ball
He's got
away.
Frying pans for hands, but yeah, he played a great
game.
That's
who knocked the ball away from Tesla at the end there, the third down play, yes.
And anytime Chuck Clark's out there, you're targeting Chuck Clark, because I don't think Chuck Clark's very good. He played great.
And that toe tapper by Scotty Miller, I just...
The cast-offs, Angela.
Yep. So, I have a question, though. We have seen the first half offensive play calling, throwing behind the sticks, playing in a box, and then all of a sudden, after halftime, is it really, do you really think it's Arthur Smith making adjustments, or do you think he's taken into consideration what Rodgers is saying? I mean,
my take, Angela,
like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde.
I think the Steelers, because they were having to push the tempo to score before the half, you're less worried about deep drops and throwing the ball down the field because you need to go get points. And then once they saw that was working and the pass protection could hold up, then that's what happened in the second half. You also can't forget about how well they ran the football, and that's going to help too.
Yes.
Angela.
Plus, love the pass pro.
Exactly. Angela, I've got a feeling.
I don't want to jinx, but oh my God.
Damn it, Angela, you're supposed to finish it up. Thank you. And Merry Christmas to you.
Same to you guys.
She's the best.
Yes. What's Harry yapping for back there?
Someone's on the hotline he's talking to.
He's very loud back there.
My guess is it's probably Pat Bostic trying to figure out how to get the webcam to work. Brian in Las Vegas. He's been waiting patiently for a while. Hi, Brian.
Hey, fellas. Living in Las Vegas, but born in McKeesport.
My man.
Neither case. I wanted to say two things. One, McKeesport, Pennsylvania. I grew up with Swin Cash.
Oh. There you go.
Swin Cash and rec center right down the road.
And Russell Stuvant is my friend.
Oh, Russell, great guy. The old touchdown he had in Cleveland in 2003. Yes.
Yeah, he didn't know what to do with the spike ball.
No, he did not.
But anyway, I wanted to say this. Two things. One, is anybody noticing how versatile the defense was without TJ yesterday?
Mm-hmm. You're not going to make the argument they're better without TJ, are you?
I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that TJ doesn't want to move around. If you look at the defense yesterday, they had hurt. They had Highsmith blitzing from the middle. They had Jack Sawyer being on the right side, being on the left side, being in pass coverage, things that TJ did not want to do. Just saying. And also,
TJ hater here.
I do think we got a TJ hater.
No. Not TJ hater. I love TJ. What I'm saying is that you have players that are out there that want to do what's best for the team, and as opposed to players that want to do what they want to do.
Well, and thank you for the call, Brian. And he says he loves TJ. I don't love him. I just like him as friends. But Mark, you were there for the Patrick Queen conversation where Queen talked about the come to Jesus moment after the Bills game. And they said, hey, the veteran guys, we know what we're doing, but you young guys, stay in your lane, okay? Don't try to do too much. And I really do feel like we've seen that the last three games. Now, it's easy to assign that after the fact, now that we've seen these last three games, but I thought they were very gap sound all game long.
Mm-hmm.
And Keanu Benton, man, he now has 5.5 sacks. Yeah. He was taking them centers lunch money.
Yeah, typically when they do struggle, he's the one that's playing hero ball.
I brought him up.
He's playing the hero ball, but he did not yesterday. I don't even know what day it is now. So he's been playing well. I mean, obviously Harmon, but I don't think, maybe I'm wrong here, but how many people out there really think that this defense is better without TJ Watt?
I do not. I would much rather have TJ Watt out there. And if you are staked to an 11-point lead, I think you would have had more of an outside pass rush with TJ Watt out there. Like, the way they've played these last couple of weeks, they were able to win the game, and they played pretty damn good defense for most of these games. But if you have Watt out there, and you're up big on Miami, you have Watt out there, you're up 11 on Detroit, it might not get to that final play of the game. We still haven't really talked about that enough. We will a little bit later on in the show. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Pat Bostic going to join the show for a segment coming up next, breaking down Steelers-Lions. He's our quarterback guru, our quarterback whisperer, all-around great guy. So he'll be with us at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. In the meantime, game balls. I'm giving Dylan Cook another game ball. I'm giving Jack Sawyer a game ball. Okay. Alex Highsmith, Kenneth Gainwell, Jaylen Warren, Aaron Rodgers, Scotty Miller. I mean, it took everybody. Takes a village, Mark. Everyone pulling on the same rope. All those cliches. There's game balls abound. You can't argue with any of them.
Well, if you give everybody a game ball, it sort of doesn't really.
That's right. It takes away from it.
It takes away. Not very effective here. You got to narrow it down a little bit here, Crowley.
Well, then I would say that this guy gets my number one game ball.
Rodgers off his back foot, throws it down the way, and a flag's coming out on Anzalone. And look at Gainwell. Gainwell thinks he has a touchdown.
And he did. That's a play of the game for me, man. Mm-hmm. The absolute play of the game.
Did you hear what he said? He said, yeah, Aaron just told me, go run a fly.
We got Rogue Rogers on that.
That's what Gainwell said. He just said, yeah, just go run a fly down the field. I mean, I took it as it was, hey, I'm just going to throw it up to you to see what happens because we know a linebacker's going to be covering you.
We hear it all the time. This is like a training camp tradition. There's always a running back or a couple running backs around the league. It happens in college, too. It happens with West Virginia all the time. So-and-so is such a great running back, but he can run routes like a wide receiver. He can run routes from the slot. Kenneth Gainwell is that in a bag of chips, man. Mm-hmm. Kenneth Gainwell, they should sign him yesterday. Now, Caleb Johnson doesn't get a helmet. He's looking like a wasted draft pick, at least for now. But I would sign Kenneth Gainwell to exactly the same deal I signed Jaylen Warren to because those guys, man, they're dynamic.
Yeah, and Kenny Gainwell has to realize, and I'm sure he does, he's smart enough, that he fits in this offense perfectly. If he goes somewhere else for a couple more bucks, that might not really, I mean, maybe it lines his pockets a little bit more, but it doesn't really fulfill his capabilities or something. He found a niche here where, you know, I've heard from day one about Gainwell, they were really high on him, but no way in the world are they going to convince me that they thought he could do this.
Of course not.
He's just been fabulous. I mean, if it wasn't for Rodgers, he's your team MVP.
He's got 500 yards rushing, 4.9 yards per carry, and then receiving, he's got 410 yards.
How many significant plays, too?
A ton. They used him on the fake, on the tush push, which was a great call by Arthur Smith, who, for the third game in a row, people are saying on the Twitter.com, was in his bag, Mark. But he's got 911 yards on the season.
Mm-hmm.
He's on pace to have, of course, over 1,000 yards.
And he's never did, I mean...
Nowhere close to this.
Okay, you know, Saquon Barkley has a huge shadow in his heart. No, he was nowhere near being able to be this type of productive back right here. And, you know, what we did have, you mentioned a little bit with Arthur Smith, man, he was two steps ahead. In that second half, or the third quarter, he was two steps ahead with some... jet sweeps to Jonnu Smith when you're definitely thinking it's going to be a run between the tackles. It's like, okay, they're going to do this. And it just sometimes you get into a groove. And I think he found himself a groove in that third quarter.
He absolutely did. Someone just texted in. The topic is always and will always be you can get running backs cheap, but you prefer to pay Gainwell. Well,
he's a different running back.
I mean, you've got Jaylen Warren, who's going to make $5 million bucks next year in base salary with a cap hit of $7 million. I mean, would you have any problem signing Kenneth Gainwell to a similar contract?
Yeah.
You got your two running backs.
Two for 10,
you
three
pay
for
him
13.
Something like that. Yeah, I think you're fine with that. And you got a ton of cap space going into next offseason.
Because they found something that works for him.
Yep.
And they found what works for the team as a whole. So, I mean, if you need him to run the ball 19, 20 times, he's proven he can do that.
I mean, think about what he did last week against Miami. Think about what he did against the Vikings in Dublin. When they needed him to be the guy, he was also the guy toting a rock. Callis, you wanted to update people on our final tally for our odds and ends segment?
I did, and it came down to a wonderful finish. So I lost. I did terrible. So I finished this week with 11 points, which means my season total is 3 wins. Now, I counted your total, and you got 12. And then I did Doran's total, and Doran's total for the Steelers-Lions game was also 12, which means you two tied. Now, the tiebreaker goes to what were your predictions, what was the difference, you know, who had the closest difference in score prediction. Well, you lost because you chose the Lions to win, and Doran chose the Steelers. So Doran wins by getting that bonus tiebreaking point, and he tied you for odds and ends. You both have 6 wins now in the standings. So we might have to do odds and ends for the playoff game to determine who.
Well, we absolutely will. Even if Doran's out on paternity leave, we'll call him up and we'll get that tiebreaker done.
Look how excited Callis was that you lost.
Yes.
I'm happy I actually did this year. The stats are fascinating. I might do, like, you know, what were your offensive percentages, defensive percentages, special teams percentages, how many crazy stats.
Yeah, break it all down. I'm sure the people are just dying to know.
Do it in rap format.
Coming, you guys weren't serious.
Coming up next, Pat Bostick is going to join the show. Are you hanging out? What are you doing? No pressure. You can do whatever you want. You've already pitched a lot of innings here.
Can I imply pressure and tell you to stay? I like playing your intro because I wrote it.
It's not going to be till 10 because I'm fading fast here.
How about 9:30? Is that
9:30?
Right?
We definitely got Pat Bostick joining us next. Will Caboli still be here? Find out when we return. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a balmy 41 the high. Tomorrow, 47. 75% chance of rain. It's Fan Morning Show.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.